Born. Sokhu Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com, joins you now to share some wonderful, wonderful stories coming out of the African continent. Good morning, Sokhu. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
By the way, you at home, if you ever want to get a glimpse or read more on the stories, on the wonderful stories that Sokhu shares with us, you can go to www.africa.com. And it seems Kenya is celebrating and honoring its citizens who have taken on COVID-19.
Yes, so they've started a new award, a presidential award for patriotism. And 68 people have been honored so far for steering the country through the pandemic. Among the 68 is a 9-year-old boy who basically came up with an invention of using a wooden stand to dispense water. So he built a wooden stand where he put a, they call it a jerry can. I can't think of the English word right now, but in Zulu is gubu. You know, Samans.
Yeah. I also don't know how
my
to explain it.
Blank. So it's basically, you know, these 5-liter water bottles, basically. And this contraption, you can use it with your foot where you step on the wooden pedal and it dispenses the water and soap. And the reason why he did this is that because in his community, he understood that, you know, access to water is not something that is easy for them. And obviously to have a contraption where you can dispense water a little bit and soap is what was needed. And I think, you know, it's just showing that even as a 9-year-old, he understood what was happening around him and what was needed to be done. And that's why he got honored as part of people who are steering the community through the pandemic. And I just think it's just another example of how everybody has a part to play within their community. No idea is too big or too small. And not just about the coronavirus, about any social ill that you may be going through. You know, children can also play a part when they know and they understand the circumstances that they're in.
You know, and you mentioned something very important there, Sokhu, and I think it's something that maybe sometimes in South Africa we forget, is that everyone has a part to play. And the part to play is not just honoring and understanding what your rights are. Sometimes the part to play is to say, you don't need to call me, I'll be there, I'll do what needs to be done. And if we do that all together as a community, we can achieve so much more.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
All right. So good. Thank you so, so very much for joining us on the show this morning. Have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so very much to Sokhu Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.